the expelled Janata Dal United leader Pawan Verma and the Congress's Kirti Azad have joined the Trinamool Congress in Delhi today in the presence of Mamata Banerjee in a move that marks the Bengal Chief Minister's first foray perhaps into Bihar. The induction of Mr. Verma and Kirti Azad are significant moves as Ms. Banerjee slowly expands the party's national footprint in order to challenge Prime Minister Modi and the BJP in 2024. Pawan Verma joins us now. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. Is this because you see Mamata Banerjee being strong enough to seriously challenge Narendra Modi and the BJP in 2024? I ask because many would suggest that Mamata alone would not be able to do that. A united opposition might.
It's not about whether Mamata ji is strong enough immediately, but it's about the intent. Any democracy, Vishnu, needs a strong opposition, and no political party has a monopoly on power perennially. In a democracy, you must have a strong opposition that can challenge government policies and actions and hold the government accountable. In my view, Mamata ji and the TMC, whether in its present form or its national incarnation, has the potential, the ability to create a pan-Indian opposition, not only alone but with allies, in a manner which any democracy needs. Since I left the JDU, I have given a lot of thought, a lot of analysis to the current situation, and I do believe that this country needs to restore a large dollop of sanity.
Mr. Verma, what would your role?
What
would your role be in the Trinamool Congress? You know, what do you foresee of yourself looking ahead at, say, the next elections?
I will do whatever I am required to do. I hope, as an ordinary worker, I have a voice in certain policy decisions, but even that is not essential. I believe in contributing my might, however small, to a bigger cause. And that's a national cause, Vishnu. And that cause is that in a democracy, to create an opposition in the form of Mamata Di and the TMC, which is able to keep the current government in particular accountable.
But it's I take that point entirely about how, you know, there needs to be a viable opposition which, you know, has a role in keeping the government in check. But what about the role of, say, someone like Prashant Kishore? You've worked very closely with him in the JDU in the past. Both of you have been expelled from that party. Is this part of a strategy where Mr. Kishore believes that bringing in leaders from largely the Congress party into the Trinamool fold is the way forward? That Mamata Banerjee represents a force stronger than the Congress itself? You, of course, haven't come from the Congress, but you are another leader who fulfills that goal. Essentially, a replacement for the Congress, with the Trinamool Congress.
It is not my habit, Vishnu, to pass a comment on other parties. But I can say this, the nation has waited patiently and sometimes impatiently for the Congress to revitalize and transform itself. Some of us feel that that is not happening.
Yep.
And yet there is a need to create a strong opposition. I believe that in Mamata Di, we have the fire and the energy and the unrelenting goal accompanied by the right vision to take on the BJP.
Right.
There is no crime in having aspirations,
sure,
to be an opposition to a ruling government.
Right.
Mamata ji has just demonstrated it quite emphatically, again against all odds, in her win in the West Bengal government.
Right.
In the face of the apparent Congress decline, there is a space for a political party to move beyond its regional moorings towards a pan-India canvas to make the right allies and to provide the right matrix for a strong opposition, which any democracy needs.
Right. So my question is actually linked to what you're saying. You have a background in the politics of Bihar. Is this a first step, your induction into the party, as Mamata Banerjee and the Trinamool Congress trying to have a say possibly in the politics of Bihar in the future? Is number one. Number two, they are now trying to make their mark, is the Trinamool Congress in Goa, much more in Tripura than perhaps in the past as well. And of course, they've succeeded again in Bengal. So you were talking about a pan-India party, but let's talk a little bit about Bihar. Do you believe the Trinamool will be a factor in your state?
I can share with you that there is a state-specific strategy that will unfold, not only in Bihar, in other states as well, which will contribute to the TMC's emergence with a national presence. I'm not privy to all the details, nor do I think it advisable or judicial to reveal everything at this stage. But there are state-specific plans. The main point is that this attempt is organized, strategic, credible, and grass-rooted, methodical, with a clear vision and goal.
So, sir,
and that is what you
Trinamool Congress
because
has state
otherwise
specific
the opposition
plans for
is
Bihar.
Far too fractured.
The Trinamool Congress has state-specific plans for Bihar. Can you
I
confirm
think so.
That? Yes. And what are the other states, sir, apart from Tripura and Goa?
I think so,
seen?
And without a doubt.
And what are the other states,
no,
sir?
We are including all states, except those states where there are strong parties which are already holding the BJP at bay.
Right.
But there are other states, and these are states in particular where the BJP is directly in conflict with the Congress as it is currently constituted.
Right.
There the BJP's strike rate is 96% against the current Congress.
So
that is the bonanza of the BJP. It picks up its seats in those states.
So a final
obviously
question
there
to
is
you,
a
sir.
Need to mount a challenge where the BJP has a walkover.
Right. So a final question. While I understand everything that you have said about how the Trinamool has a right to be a pan-India force, the fact of the matter is that come the next national elections, more would need to be done to form a cohesive opposition. Given the fact that you have, or the Trinamool Congress has been poaching Congress workers, or perhaps Congress workers have been willingly joining the Trinamool Congress, how are you going to engage, or how is the Trinamool going to engage in any conversation with the Congress party?
Well, I don't know if I want to use the word poaching. That implies malafide intent. There are leaders in the Congress who believe that they would be better able to contribute with a platform which provides them a greater and more dynamic political role and helps to create a more effective opposition to the BJP. They are joining volitionally.
All right.
And we are not saying that there can be no electoral or strategic alliances with other political parties who are like-minded. Right now, the TMC is laying claim to a national presence in politics in opposition to the BJP, which is part of the mainstream nature of democratic politics.
All right. Well, sir, it's a big move for you. Congratulations. I wish you the very best of luck. Let's see, Pawan Verma and all his experience as a political strategist, a former diplomat, a political analyst, all of that sort of come to the fore in the Trinamool. What role? We'll have to wait and see. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us.